Gary, is it still a special day? I know the third round of the FA Cup was always a special day when you played. How do you feel about it now?
Oh, it's always a special day. I used to love playing in the FA Cup, and had some great cup ties, obviously, with Brighton, playing against the likes of Liverpool twice, and you know, these days brings back so many good memories.
Obviously, Albion and the FA Cup have a sort of emotional tie, don't they? And I don't think the fans would really ever give up some of those memories, and I'm sure you wouldn't as a player as well.
Oh, no, definitely. And when you get it, I don't know what it is, it's just a magical atmosphere, you know, on the day of the game. And it takes the pressure off the league, so it's a bit of a rest in that respect. But when you come to the FA Cup ties, there's that buzz as well, and the players get a buzz.
Obviously, last year, Wigan did so well, getting to, you know, the final and then going on to win it. So it does prove that you can go all the way, I suppose. I know Manchester City probably let themselves down on that day. How important do you think it is to a sort of championship club nowadays?
Oh, it's vitally important that we get a good run in the cup. I mean, obviously, not less, you know, the crowds we're going to pull in and the revenue it'll pull in for the games. But like I said, it's that vital release, and it's the excitement that goes with the cup. I mean, the cup's now is well over 100 years old, and everyone loves to play at Wembley, and no better than play at Wembley in an FA Cup final would be brilliant.
How do you look back on those days now? I mean, do you have to get the little bits of memorabilia out to remind yourself about it, or is it just always there?
I wish I had memorabilia. it all got taken years ago. But I don't know what it is. I mean, I get up early anyway. And you turn, I mean, all of a sudden they say FA Cup third round. You think, and I remember back in the day, you know, playing at Chelsea and playing against teams like Liverpool, Man United, Arsenal, Tottenham, and then coming down to Brighton as well and playing against them same teams. It's just, and it's all about the underdog, you know. Everyone wants the underdog to do well. And when I played at Brighton, I mean, when we played against the first division sides, we went out with, I don't know, the tenacity to try and win the game.
Yeah. And that obviously got great victories against the likes of Liverpool, of course, as well. Now, I know coming up, February, New Year, and so Budgie's not with us today, unfortunately, but I know you and him are getting together for a bit of a reminisce, which will probably include a few FA Cup stories as well.
Oh, there's loads of that. I mean, it's Friday the 21st, February, 2014 at the Hove Lagoon. Right. That's Fatboy Slim's place down at Hove, and it's a Q&A, and hopefully
so anything can be asked. Yeah,
anything and anything can be asked, and it's an hour and a half with me and Budge just going through our memories, because we had some fantastic memories that year, you know, and hopefully we'll get a lot of people down there just to listen to us.
And how do they get tickets? They can get on website or call up. How do they get hold of those tickets for that day?
Well, you can either call 01273 911 080. That's 01273 911 080. Otherwise, you can call me on 0794 775 747, and get your tickets that way.
Okay, well, we'll give those out right throughout the day if anyone wants to get involved. That's on the 21st, Friday of February, 21st of February, from 8 o'clock. Q&A, Johnny Byrne, the ex-Republic of Ireland and Brighton striker, alongside Gary Chivers, of course, ex-Brighton and Chelsea as well. Just a quick word on today then, Gary. Reading, another championship side. I imagine both teams will probably make a couple of changes, but how do you see it panning out?
Well, I hope it pans out, obviously, Brighton's way, but they're a decent side, you know, and they're suffering from injuries, and they don't score a lot of goals. That's the only thing. So I'm hoping, I always hope for a Brighton win anyway. But if we go about how we finished the last game, I think the last 15 minutes against Bournemouth in the week. Yeah. I mean, I thought we played ever so well the last 15 or 20. If we go into this with the same sort of attitude, what we finished the game off, I can only see a Brighton win.